suspended to the golden horn of her headdress, halted as she passed the wooden bed, and gazed for a moment at the wretched creature, while her charming little daughter, Fleur-de-Lis de Gondelaurier, spelled out with her tiny pretty finger the permanent inscription attached to the wooden bed. Foundlings. "Really?" said the dame, turning away in disgust. "I thought that they only exposed children here." She turned her back, throwing into the basin a silver florin which rang among the liards and made the poor goodwives of the chapel of Etienne Haudry open their eyes. A moment later, the grave and learned Robert Mistricol, the king's protonotary, passed with an enormous missal under one arm, and his wife on the other, Damoiselle Guillaumette Lamérès, having thus by his side his two regulators, spiritual and temporal. "Foundling," he said, after examining the object, "found, apparently, on the banks of the river Phlegethon." "One can only see one eye," observed Damoiselle Guillaumette. "There is a wart on the other." "It is not a wart," returned Master Robert Mistricol. "It is an egg which contains another demon exactly similar, who bears another little egg which contains another devil, and so on." "How do you know that?" asked Guillaumette Lamérès. "I know it pertinently," replied the protonotary. "Monsieur la protonotaire," asked Gauchier.